bite-sized confidence building. Welcome to our short, bite-sized confidence building audio. Whether you're attending a networking event, an important meeting, or a job interview, I'm here to provide you with the tools and techniques to feel prepared, confident, and ready to show the best version of yourself. You will learn how to manage your nerves, find your inner strengths, and interact in an authentic and effective way. Research has shown that mindfulness reduces anxiety, helps the brain to focus, and improves cognitive abilities such as memory. Having a calm and positive mindset increases your chance of reaching your goal. Look at leading sports people, for example. Many successful and well-known athletes have been using visualization techniques to improve their performance by imagining a positive outcome in their games. Now, let's get started. First, let's talk about managing your nerves. It is completely normal to feel nervous when you step out of your comfort zone. But you've got this. You have done your research, prepared yourself, and you are now taking a step forward. So really, well done. Now, I'm going to give you a few tips to remain calm, strong, and focused. The easiest, quickest way to manage nerves is to focus on your breathing. It can be as simple as taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth for about 30 seconds. This may sound basic, but it's actually a very powerful way to come back to a balanced state of mind. If your current environment allows you to, pay attention to the weight of your feet on the ground as well. Let's try it out together. Take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Once more, in and out. Focus on the sensations, on how it feels to inhale and exhale. Feeling more grounded? Great! Now that you have cleared your mind, let's give it a productive direction to focus on. To be the best version of yourself, you need to watch out for any negative, unhelpful thoughts that will sabotage what you are trying to achieve. Negative beliefs about ourselves usually come from past habits, and we want to replace them with empowering ones. Find your own powerful quote or mantra that will give you an instant confidence boost. It can be something like, "I feel confident. I can manage any situation well. I am a good communicator." Start your sentence with "I," as what will follow is within your control. Have a think about what your mantra is. Repeat it several times out loud, even if it may feel silly at first. The more you repeat it, the more empowered you will feel. Let's move on to our next step, the powerful posture. Did you know that your posture influences the way you feel? When you stand with your shoulders slouched and your head down, it impacts on your confidence, but also on how you are perceived by others. The positive side to it is that it works the other way around too, and you can influence how you feel by practicing a powerful posture. So, stand straight, shoulders back, head slightly up, looking ahead. You are in control. You are resourceful. You are confident and ready to handle whatever comes your way. You have a lot to offer, and you know how to communicate effectively. Maintain the posture for a short while, a couple of minutes if you can. How does it feel? Great, doesn't it? People from various walks of life have tried this technique and found it very helpful, especially before a presentation or a performance. Keep practicing, it is worth it. Next, I want you to remind yourself of your natural talents. Your life and work experiences are unique, which also makes you and your skills unique. It is, however, easy to sometimes dismiss those skills and to focus on what we haven't managed yet or what we have missed. Revisit your past successes. What are the positive achievements that brought you here today, to this job interview, this networking opportunity or meeting? You have done quite a few things right to get where you are. Think of the skills you use to reach your goal, as they will be of great support. For instance, are you good at convincing people, explaining things? Are you a positive person, or genuinely curious about others? Fantastic. Keep those skills handy. They are your allies. Now that you have the mindset, posture, and unique skills equipped, I want to share a few communication tips to help you make the most of any interaction. If you must remember one thing about building a good rapport with someone, it is this. Genuinely listen to the other person. Listening skills are underrated. Be present, pay attention to what is being said, and be curious about what is important to this person. Someone is sharing something that matters to them, so ask questions coming from a genuine place of interest. If someone likes their job and tells you about it, you could ask, "What do you enjoy the most about it?" Or if you are just initiating a conversation, get curious about what brought them here. Use open questions, starting with what, how, why, rather than yes or no questions, as this may limit the flow of the interaction. Body language is also important. If you have your arms crossed, you appear defensive, which may not be the case, but it could be perceived this way. And if you keep looking away, it suggests you'd rather be somewhere else. Instead, maintain eye contact, nod, and smile. Showing yourself as approachable, friendly, and interesting can strongly influence the outcome of the interaction. Before I leave you, the final technique I wanted to cover involves imagining the success you want from your next interaction. Positive psychology uses visualization exercises to help you focus on what you want to see happening. It is a very effective tool to condition yourself for success. It is essential to allow yourself to be successful. Allow yourself to reach the positive outcome you want. Allow yourself to be your confident self. Picture yourself in the meeting or event you're attending. You are holding the powerful posture we talked about earlier. You have a very clear and focused mindset. You know that you have very unique and valuable skills to share. You are calm and confident in your ability. You are talking and listening to the people around you, and you are expressing yourself very clearly. They are smiling and nodding. They are very interested and engaged. You know that you have everything you need to have a positive impact on them. You feel strong and steady. You have made a great impression, and you are leaving the place pleased with what you have demonstrated, proud of yourself, and positive about the outcome.